In the year of Tov Kuf Samach, the year of 1800, the Alter Rebbe started publishing a Shulchan Aruch. It's not that famous, this fact, because the Alter Rebbe didn't want this publicity that he is publishing a Shas. A Shas and a Turim, the Abba Turim. He didn't want this to be published in a way that everyone should know that he is the publisher. What did he do to hide it? He hired his brother, Rav Mordechai of Orsha, and he hired his son-in-law, Reb Sholem Shachneh, the father of his Enikel de Tzemach Tzedek. They should deal with the printer in Slavita, printing this Shas, as it's their edition that they are publishing the Shas in the print house of the Moshe Shapiro in Slavite, the son of the Koritzer, Rapiras Koritzer. He was the rabbi of the city and he owned the print house in Slavite. But they wasn't publishing it. They just dealt with the printer as representatives, b'shlichas of the Alter Rebbe. In those days, when you want to print a Shas with such a large investment, you cannot do it till you get frenumeranten, which means people in all countries surrounding should sign up and pay a deposit for buying this Shas. So they went around to all the cities in the countries near it, and they got a lot of signatures to sign up for it with a deposit. But when the orders came, how to print and what to do and the dealing, the Alter Rebbe himself wrote a letter that we have it in original handwriting to the Moshe of Slavita, telling him, listen, we have to invest in the Agoya to hire qualified Magim and to do it in a way it should be good Mugen. And don't forget, print it only from the edition of Amsterdam, because this is the most Mugedike Shas. And then he adds, with you are dealing my brother and my son-in-law on behalf of me. They made up with you that your money that you get for this work, job of printing, is a sixth of all the Sforim, the Shasen, that are going to be published, is going to belong to you. You will sell it. But listen to me. I want to change it a little bit. If you will get the Gemoras after they are published, and you'll sell them, you'll get the money who knows when. You need the money now for the publishing and for the Hagoa that I want it should be the best. You need cash. I want to change it. You'll get this sixth of the whole edition, you'll get it in cash, and you'll get it now instead of getting this for him later. And that's how he published the Shas in Slavite in the years since Tov Kuf Samach till Tov Kuf Samach Vov, for 6 years, since 1800 till 1806. And it was a great success because it was published and sold right away. Till that next year, they started doing printing another edition of the Shas in Slavite. When they started dealing about the new edition, his son-in-law, Reb Sholem Shachneh, passed away. He couldn't represent the Alter Rebbe anymore. So now the Rebbe writes a letter to Rav Moshe Shapira, Dorov of Slavita, the owner of the print house. Listen, you know what they did, what they dealt with you was an IBF. Now it came back to me. Not only the ownership of that edition, but in order to publish that edition of the Shas, they needed a haskome that nobody else should start printing a Shas in the same time, because that would be bring to a loss of a lot of money for you. So they went to Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichever, that he gave them the haskome and the authority that he should print the Shas, and for next 20 years only he should have the ability of printing the Shas and not no one else. We're still in the middle of the 20 years. And this haskome was written on my son-in-law's name, on my brother's name, but you know it's on behalf of me. So that means the haskome, the care of the haskome is to me. So I give you now the power to print the Shas, the second edition. And that's what he did. He started printing the second edition in Tovkuf Samaches till Tovkuf Ayin Gimel. Since 1808 till 1813. This was also a success, and it needed then another printing. But in the year of Tovkuf Ayin Gimel, when this Shas was fulfilled and printed, in the year of 1813, was this Talkes of the Alter Rebbe. So the next edition, the third edition of the Slavita Shas, started several years later in Tovkuf Ayin Zayin by the same printer. But about this in the next short lecture.